Swifties. Are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the player's gonna play, play,
play, play, play. Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Welcome to episode 5 of Taylor Swift Ready from Today FM. I'm Dave Moore. That's Colin Minogue. That's Maria Devereaux. And yesterday, Maria Devereaux learned things about Colin and Dave that she never knew before, but have now coloured her opinion of us for the rest of her days, I think.
Yeah. The challenge I set you, right, I've been doing since I probably was about 5.
Yeah.
And you struggled.
We did struggle with a particular element of the challenge you set us. And I don't think Colin and I will ever be Boy Scouts or seafaring fishermen.
No.
Because what we cannot do, we've learned, is tie knots.
We're bad at tying knots.
So the challenge was to make friendship bracelets, because obviously it's a big thing for Taylor Swift. I'll tell you why in the podcast.
Yes.
But you really, really struggled with the knots. And I really didn't think that that was going to be your... the wall that you were going to hit.
No, we were so dedicated to this project and we spent so long. I tied my first knot, my first friendship bracelet. I held it up to explain to everyone how brilliant I am at friendship bracelets. And the entire thing just disintegrated in front, making obviously everyone laugh their holes off at me, which was
And then you had to start again. So I set you the challenge. I gave you your time. And I said, well, I have to pop out. I'm going to come back. And when I came back, you were watching this.
Fingers close to the knot. Wiggle and pull. And the next knot we're going to do, this is the one that's really going to hold it together, is an overhand knot.
So an overhand knot.
Together, we're going to wrap both of them around, just like you're tying a balloon. So they're together. You want to have this knot
tying
right above your first square knot. Pull it down. And then with my thumbnail pulling against the knots, I'm going to pull each strand individually.
You're watching a video on how to tie knots.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. When we asked you, you didn't know. So.
No. My answer was there are 6-year-old girls doing it all around the country.
Yeah, they have little fingers.
I think I did that, and mine fell apart.
Yes, we had to watch a YouTube tutorial on how to tie knots on bracelets.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't think the issue for me was how to tie the knot. It was the little wire thing that we had. We have man hands, Maria. The two of us are working men. And they're the
when
tiniest
do you need your hands
little
and work?
String.
God. I have the world's softest hands, I'll be honest
me
with you.
Too. Yeah.
At least you play hurling. You might have to grab a hurl or catch a slither. I press a green button that says next on it. Like, that's the extent of my hand.
But
work.
It was really tiny.
It was, but
it
at
was
the same
flimsy.
Time, the tininess of getting the things on, I had to get my glasses out. Anyway, but the tininess of getting that on was difficult enough. Like, it was the fact that we both tied knots and both of our things fell apart. Mine fell apart 3 times.
Yeah.
3 times. Then we watched a YouTube tutorial. We tied the knots. Now, what you'll hear in the rest of this episode is you'll hear how we got on making the friendship bracelets, and then you'll hear my daughter Anna, who's a Swiftie, judging the quality of the friendship bracelet and which one she thinks wins in the friendship
bracelet
challenge.
Without knowing who made which one.
Has no idea.
That was very important.
Yeah, yeah. Because like she would pick her daddy, obviously,
of
every
course.
Time. Yeah. However, what you won't hear in the podcast episode that we're going to play in a sec, but you'll hear now because I'm going to tell everyone, is that after Anna judged the 2 friendship bracelets, she was telling me something about Cahill's one and it utterly disintegrated onto the kitchen floor. There were round beads flying off behind sofas, under the stairs. That, like, it exploded, Cahill. The poor child. And then she felt like she had done something wrong. And I was like, no, it's Cahill's not tying this.
Is that the knot though? Or is that the string?
It's shoddy workmanship. That's on you,
from
not the
string makers.
Anna has made about 40 friendship bracelets this week.
Yeah.
And none of them has fallen apart.
Exactly.
Not
and
one.
The string makes no difference.
No.
It's the knots.
But did she prefer mine? That is the question before it broke.
Let's find out.
Lads, you have a challenge.
We love a challenge. Challenge Cahill is something I remember happening.
I hate a challenge.
That again,
it gives me fear.
It's a Taylor Swift challenge.
Okay.
There's a thing at the Taylor Swift concerts where everybody wears friendship bracelets.
I've heard
and
this.
And at one part of the concert, everyone holds up their arm that they have their friendship bracelets on. They swap them with friends. They sit around making them for fun.
It's such a massive thing for
Swifties. It's huge. And it came from, she has a song on her Midnights album called You're On Your Own Kid, where she sings, so make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it, right?
Right.
So that's where this is all stemmed from. Then they went insane, right? In my hand here, I have two boxes of make your own concert bracelets.
They actually come in sets.
It's a set, yeah. I'm going to give one to each of you.
All right, right.
And you're going to make a friendship bracelet.
You're just making one.
That you think is the best possible friendship bracelet you could make, right?
Oh, okay, I like
so
that.
So there's one for you, Cahill.
Thank you.
There's one for you, Dave.
And are you going to judge these?
So what I've done is I've been in touch with your wife, Dave. Tracy.
Is she going to judge it?
No. You have a very, very big Swiftie for a daughter.
Oh, you leaned into Anna the Swiftie.
So what we're going to do is, these two bracelets are going to go home with you.
Yeah.
And Anna is going to not know who made which one. She's going to pick the best one.
Okay. So I won't tell her. She just has to judge.
Yeah.
Well, in that case then, let's make them for her. You know what I mean? You were saying you make one for me, I make one for you. No, let's make Anna.
Okay.
A Swiftie bracelet, a friendship bracelet. So it has to fit a 9-year-old's wrist.
Okay.
Right? And then she can, whichever one she would love.
How long do we have to make these?
Yeah.
I've never made a friendship bracelet in my life.
Neither have I.
What is all these bits and things?
You have a half an hour because I'm not waiting around all day, lads.
Okay.
What are you doing watching us?
Ready, steady, go.
Okay.
Do you need a scissors?
What's her favourite colour?
Well, I'm not allowed to give you any information.
Yeah, but you're also not allowed, like, you're biased. Or you have an advantage because you know this stuff.
I can't open the box.
I've opened the box, but I can't open the.
This is very visual.
A few moments later.
String.
Can I ask you,
open the string? I can't open
it.
I'll
open it for you.
Give it to me, Dave. I'll open it for you.
There you go.
Please open that.
Can I ask you, how do you get it together? Like, that's just, you know, it's a big long string.
So you start putting the beady things onto it, don't you?
Yeah, but is it just then they literally just tie the ends? Is that how Anna will put it on her wrist?
It has to be tied.
Look on the back.
The string is stretchy.
Oh, there's instructions.
There's no instructions. There's just a picture on the back of a bracelet.
6 hours later.
They've given me a defective set that has no ore in it. I demand a recount.
Because I'm such a good friend, I might have an R for you.
I would swap you any letter you want for an R.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't need an R. I need a U.
Here.
One eternity later.
Our song is a slam screen door. I am so winning. Oh, my God, it's tiny. It wouldn't fit an infant. And it all fell apart.
Yeah! So once mine sticks together, I win now.
Pretty much.
You do not have time to go again. I know, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Good God. That was the most stressed I've been at work. Like, we got that question in earlier on there, do I get anxiety about asking guests if they wash their legs? No, that was the most anxiety I had ever.
It's supposed to be fun.
I made it in a perfect, gorgeous bracelet. I held it up and it immediately fell apart. Then I put it back together. I picked it up and I dropped it and it all fell apart. Then I put it together a third time. I tied it in a knot and it all fell apart. So eventually, I got it tied. Carl got his tied. And I treated them like two little, tiny, delicate baby birds and put them in my pockets. I brought them home. And then through the jigs and the reels of family life, I didn't get to ask Anna about it until about 20 past 10 last night. But I finally presented her with the two friendship bracelets, one made by Carl, one made by me, not telling her which one is made by who. And this is her decision. You ready for this, Carl? As to which one is the winner.
So do you think they're both good or are they both bad?
No, they're both good.
Okay.
I would wear them.
If I had to ask you which one you think is the nicest as Ireland's biggest Swiftie, which one would you pick?
I'd pick probably this one.
Pick the Our Song one?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But I still really like this one.
Well, you know what, you can have both.
I can?
Yeah. Just to clarify, one was made by me and one was made by Cahill.
And which one did you make?
I made the Arizona one!
Yay!
You You won. You're such good actors.
You're the winner.
She knew.
No one's acting. She didn't know.
She knew.
She didn't know. She chose me over Cahill. And I'm very happy about that.
Dave, I think your one was probably a bit more aimed at Anna's age. Like, she's nine, isn't she?
Mine was
she?
A bit more nine. Yeah, nine yeah. and a half. Yeah.
Whereas yours, Cahill's... Cahill, you had kind of big, giant pink flowers on it. Like, I'd say if she was six or seven, maybe she'd have picked that one.
I got
one.
The age wrong.
You got the age wrong. You got her wrist size wrong. Yeah. It would have fitted onto a rugby player's wrist. And even then, there would have been space.
It's like furlongs wrist. Yeah.
Also, can I just say, for anyone who's wondering what they look like, go to our Today FM socials and you'll see pictures of how the two of them ended up. Dave's is like a purpley one. Cahill went for pinks. Can I just ask as well?
How flimsy is that string?
This is the first time you've ever made bracelets before, yeah. Is it?
First time
yeah.
in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Daisy chains.
Second question. How do you tie your shoes in the morning if you can't tie a knot in a bracelet?
I go straight to my mammy's house, ring the doorbell at 6 a.m. and go, Mammy, tie my shoes.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready? Listen to Dave Moore from 9 a.m. for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.